The city of Fall River is about to get the youngest mayor in its history and what's believed to be the city's first mayor of Cape Verdean descent. In less than a year, 24-year-old Jaisal Correa went from obscurity to the most powerful politician in a city of 90,000 people. Fall River is dealing with a host of economic challenges and a political climate that will make him the city's third mayor in just over a year. WBUR's Simone Rios reports Correa hopes to bring new ideas to tackle the city's old problems.
This is a great building as well. That's the old armory.
Jaisal Correa drives through Fall River's downtown in his black C-Class Mercedes. He points to once stately buildings, now boarded up and abandoned.
I was actually gifted to the city for $1. Unfortunately, last year, it was abruptly closed.
When Correa looks at these buildings, he thinks about the future. Along with the armory, there's an old mill building he has designs for. Then there's an old police headquarters downtown, which Correa wants developed into market-rate apartments. He says that will help attract a middle-class workforce, just one of Correa's goals for when he becomes mayor next month. As Correa tours the downtown, it's plain to see. Fall River has yet to recover from the fall of its textile industry. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, median family income in Fall River sunk 13% between 2000 and 2011. Unemployment has come down in recent months, but it's still among the highest in the state. Now the turnaround is in the hands of a man born just days before the collapse of the Soviet Union.
This is the main street of where I grew up. You have Chaves Market, a traditional Portuguese market. You have Columbia Street Bakery, which is where, literally to this day, my parents still get hot, fresh bread every Sunday morning.
Correa's parents immigrated to Fall River as children, his dad from Cape Verde and his mother from the Azores. Being Luso-American isn't everything, but it means a lot in a city where roughly half the population identifies as Portuguese. Correa greets the regulars at his parents' favorite bakery. One of the customers, Amilcar Pessoa, approaches to vent about his number one concern, potholes. Outside, he elaborates.
I call it the third world streets because from wherever we go, we have potholes all over. And nobody fixes them, nobody takes care of them.
Pessoa says he voted for Correa because he wants change. Age was a consideration, but he saw the debates and feels Correa knows the issues.
He's still very young, but in our days, you know, if you are 23 and you are willing to do something good, we have to give him a chance to prove that he can do it.
One of the things Correa wants to do is change the city's official motto.
What is it?
It's we'll try.
We'll try. Correa says the motto was meant to express a can-do attitude, but now its time has come.
I really want to see that become a more positive slogan, maybe changing it to we'll succeed.
It isn't just tired slogans, potholes, and empty buildings that need attention. The state recently spent $38 million to build an off-ramp to a new regional business park in Fall River. The park is targeting life sciences and technology companies, but Correa says it's not meeting its promise to attract development. He might feel differently if a recent deal hadn't fallen through. City officials say Biogen IDEC, the most valuable company based in Massachusetts, was in talks to open a billion-dollar pharmaceutical plant in the park. But Biogen passed on Fall River and will open its plant in Switzerland instead. Instead of Biogen, the e-commerce giant Amazon will open a processing center. The 500 full-time jobs expected is big news for the city, but it's not biotech. For a guy born and raised in Fall River and who's founded three startup companies, economic development is personal.
I want to raise a family here. We need more people coming back after college to Fall River like I did. That's not happening right now. People are leaving the city because of lack of opportunity, because of lack of jobs, because of a lack of an educational system that they would want to raise a family in. And that's what we need to change.
Correa became a city councilor 2 years ago, though some say his rise began one midnight the summer of last year. Then-Mayor Will Flanagan was facing a recall effort, and Correa had signed the recall petition. Correa later told investigators that on the night in question, Flanagan summoned him to his vehicle, displayed a gun, and urged him to withdraw support for the recall. Correa never pressed charges, but he was thrust into the spotlight. Not even a year later, he beat Flanagan's replacement for mayor. It was a triumph of youth over incumbency. But some say the discontent that drove out two consecutive mayors in Fall River could turn on Correa. For guidance, Correa might look to Holyoke, where Mayor Alex Morse landed in office in his early 20s. And Morse knows something about having to prove himself.
Our argument as young people is that we haven't been around long enough to be beholden to special interests that may have hampered progress in our respective communities for decades.
Morse just won his third term as mayor, and he says youth is more of an asset than a liability.
We run for these positions because we believe in the future of Holyoke, we believe in the future of Fall River, and we're willing to make the tough decisions necessary to move the cities forward.
Morse says youthful leadership is about bringing new faces to city government. Jaisal Correa says he also wants new and old faces in his administration. And he says he wants to surround himself by smart people, the way Steve Jobs did. For political inspiration, Correa looks to Mandela. But when it comes to books, he hesitates.
No, I don't want to say that one. I was going to say The Prince. That's what I've been recommended to read, and Art of War. That's what's been recommended to me to read, which I've read both.
Who recommended those?
Different political players in the city.
Old political books and old political players. So while this mayor-elect is breaking records with his youth, he's not entirely breaking from history. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.